You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 a.m. here on this Wednesday, February 14th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. Joining me today on the phone is Jeff Torres from the USDA Farm Service Agency. And good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tyler.
And how are things going over there?
Busy. We're entering our busiest time of the year.
And what makes this time so busy?
Right now, we're working on the Agricultural Risk Coverage Price Loss Coverage, or ARC-PLC program. There's about 1,100 contracts, which represent approximately 500 producers that we need to get into this office in the next 30 days.
That's a pretty big number.
It is. West Polk County is one of the, more diversified counties in the state of Minnesota, so we have quite a few producers that participate in this program. So in the next couple of, probably starting tomorrow, we're going to start reaching out to producers to see if they elected to carry over their previous year's contract or they want to change it, so we're going to start making contact.
So this is for the agriculture risk coverage?
Correct.
And is there a deadline for that?
Yes, it's March 15th, which means you can sign a contract today, February 14th, and you'll have until March 15th to change your mind and select another election. So even though March 15th is the date, you can technically sign a contract now and then change it up until March 15th.
And so this is where you guys have that large amount of farms and people that you have to contact. And do those people need to contact you or do you contact them?
If they feel like they need to contact us, they can. We'll be contacting them too. So if any listeners out there want to contact the office, 218-281-2809, extension 2, we're ready to sign people up today.
And what exactly is it that they would be contacting you about?
If they were to tell us, I want to sign up for ARC-PLC program, I'm going to elect the same elections that I had last year, or I want to change it from our county to PLC, they can just let us know, and we'll be more than happy to get that out, either email, digitally signed, like DocuSign, or we can mail it out, whichever the producer prefers.
And why would a producer need or want this?
Well, usually it's a safety net. That's what our programs are designed for, in case the price of the commodity drops.
All right. So that's not the only thing going on. There's the Conservation Reserve Program.
Correct. Through CRP Farmers and Ranchers, established long-term resource conservation plant species. And it's to enhance or improve the water quality or the soil erosion. So right now we have a continuous sign-up underway. So if a producer, they can come in and enroll in CRP if they feel that that might be a good program for them. So basically, it takes the land out of commercial farming and puts it into a conservation mode. And it's usually up to 10 to 15 years.
And does anyone qualify for this?
Yes, there's certain criteria that they need to have, like the piece that they're talking about going into CRP has to have been farmed in the last 10 years. It's usually the deciding factor for us.
And so you said this is for long-term?
Yes, this is a long-term contract.
All right, so that's the Conservation Reserve Program, and is that sign-up going on now?
There'll be a general sign-up later on in the year. This is just a continuous sign-up.
All right. So, and when is there like a date that people need to sign up by?
By September 30th, 2024.
All right. So people still have quite a bit of time to sign up for that still.
Correct.
And then there's the emergency relief program for 2022.
Correct. That's broken up into two tracks. Right now, we USDA mailed out pre-filled applications to the producers who received the crop insurance and indemnity program in crop year 2022. So far, we have received 95% of those back. So there's just still a few stragglers out there. So if I'm talking to one of them, please sign in and return your application as soon as possible. Track two, it's all about revenue and benchmark. Producer will use a benchmark revenue year and compare it to the disaster year. And we're going to use your tax returns for an expected revenue. ERP, 22 eligibility details payment calculation factor table that are available on our emergency relief website. This one is a little bit more difficult because in 22 we've been told or we've been hearing from our producers that the crop year as far as revenue was concerned was a pretty good year.
So could people qualify for both track one and track two?
Definitely. If they prove they had a loss in production and loss in revenue, they qualify for both programs.
And how would they show that they had a loss? And this is due to the qualifying weather events, right?
It has to be a qualifying weather event to show the production side loss.
And what is what's a qualifying weather event? Like, what does that mean?
It could have been, in this area, it could have been excessive rains during planting time that might have caused a production decrease because the crop got planted late.
And so have people received like their benefits from that relief program yet?
Yes.
All right. So that is the emergency relief program. And then what's the difference between track one and track two?
Track one is a production loss. So if we're just, and a track the track two is a revenue loss. So let's say if you didn't receive a production loss, but you had a bad, but the revenue for that crop was on the low side, that would qualify.
All right. And again, people need to contact you guys for this?
Correct.
And how can people contact you?
You can contact us at 218-281-2809, extension number 2.
All right, so that was the emergency relief program for 2022. And then, there are some important dates and deadlines that are coming up. As you mentioned, this is the busiest time of the year for you guys.
Correct. Well, we're just going to be closed on February 19th in observance of President's Day. On the 29th is the final deadline to submit any livestock losses for 2023 crop year. March 15th is the deadline to enroll in our 24 ARC PLC program, which I've been talking about. The 15th is also the deadline to purchase 2024 NAP coverage for spring seeded crops. The 31st of March is the deadline to apply for a commodity loan for the and for the 2023 crops of wheat, barley, oats, canola, honey, and flax. March 31st is the deadline for commodity loan for the 2023 crop of corn, soybeans, sunflowers, and dried peas. And July 31st is the deadline to submit offers for re-enrollment of ULAN and CRP.
All right, so again, the center, that's going to be closed on the 19th, so just in a couple of days. That's for President's Day. So then on the 29th, it's the final deadline to submit that livestock. What does that mean exactly for that date?
Let's say if you're a rancher or have cattle in the county, and for some reason you had an excessive cold spell, blizzard that killed your cattle, you can apply for compensation.
All right. So, and then is there anything else that's a final deadline on that 29th, or is that it?
That's it.
And then on the 15th, that's there are a couple of deadlines there.
Yes. The one that affects this area the most crucial, is the enrollment of your 2024 ARC PLC.
And why would that affect more?
We have more participation in that program. So we have about 600 producers that apply year in and year out for that program. And we have about 2 or 3 producers that apply for the NAP coverage, and we usually just contact them. So this one, the ARC PLC is more, that net is cast out further than the other programs.
And then the other deadline, you said that's not going to apply as much?
It does apply to about 3 producers in the county, which we already contacted.
So that's pretty much all the way taken care of at this point?
Pretty much, yes.
And then, let's see, the 31st, that's going to be coming up here pretty quickly in March. There's another deadline there as well.
Yeah, it's to apply for your commodity loan for the 2023 crops of wheat, barley, oats, canola, honey, and flaxseed.
And then there's the February 2024 interest rates.
Oh, yeah. Our interest rates for the month of February has been going down compared to previous month. For a farm operating direct loan, it's 5.125%. For our farm ownership direct loans, it's 5.375%. Farm ownership or joint financing, like with a bank, is at 3.375%. And our farm ownership loans, beginning farmer down payment program, is at 1.5%. Our interest rates for our farm stored facility loan programs for a 3-year term is 4.125%. A 5-year term is 3.875%. A 7, 10, and 12-year term is at 4% interest.
What's the difference between those different loan rates?
It depends on the term of the of your loan. Like for a used equipment, for grain hauling, you can have you can buy a grain hauler. And if it's used, the government can loan. Well, the term is 5-year term on it because it's used equipment. If it's new equipment, we can go up to 12 years.
All right. Well, is there anything else that we've missed today here on our Valley Talk program?
No, Tyler. Just want to emphasize the importance of coming in before March 15th for the ARC PLC program. And I appreciate the time of getting the word out.
Yeah, of course. And one last time, let's get that contact information out there if people want to call in.
Call the office. It's 218-281-2809, extension number 2.
All right. And again, that is by March 15th. That's that final deadline for that ARC PLC, right?
You're correct.
All right. Well, Jeff, if there isn't anything else that that's on your mind, we'll let you go for today, and we'll give you another call here shortly in the upcoming months. Hope things go well over at the USDA Farm Service Agency, and thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you. You as well. So that was Jeff Torres from the USDA Farm Service Agency.